American film audiences will soon have a vivid look at life in Afghanistan under the harsh rule of the Islamic fundamentalist Taliban regime with the release of the new movie, Osama. My guest, Afghani film director Sadiq Barmak, just won a Golden Globe for Osama, which was made in 2002 without professional actors. The film isn't about the Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. It tells the story of an Afghani family of three women who face starvation because of Taliban prohibitions on female employment. In desperation, the family decides to cut the hair of their 12-year-old daughter and pass her as a boy. A friend hoping to help conceal her identity calls her Osama because the name implies strength and masculinity. The film opens with a compelling image, scores of women marching in a street protest, each shrouded in a blue burqa. Sadiq Barmak was trained in Moscow's All-Soviet Film Institute and headed the Afghan Film Organization before he fled to Pakistan when the Taliban took power. He returned when the Taliban were ousted by American-led forces in 2001, and he's now working to rebuild the Afghan film industry. I spoke to Barmak earlier this week. Well, Sadiq Barmak, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you so much.
The lead character, the 12-year-old girl, played by Marina Golbahari, has such a striking face. Where did you find her?
For this main character, actually, I searched a lot of girls. Among girls, I was in different places. But I accidentally found Marina on the street in front of the Park Cinema, where was shown the first time Osama. And she was, unfortunately, at that time begging on the street. And suddenly I saw her face, and it was so impressive and so beautiful, and her eyes was really shocked me. And then I asked her, "Do you want to play some role in my film, Marina?" And she was surprised by this word. She asked me, "What's the meaning of film, uncle?" And I really was frozen, because I thought, okay, my God, she never saw films. She never had the opportunity to watch the TV. And she was so emotionally, when I had a discussion about her personal life, to know something about her personal life, she was, actually, she was a part of all these tragedies. She saw a lot of suffering during the Taliban. She lost her sister. Her father was several times was arrested by the Taliban because he was a music player, and very old Afghani instrument. And she was escaping a lot of time from the Taliban. So she had this experience of this feeling and atmosphere. And she knows better what's the meaning of escaping.
The child in your film who impersonates a boy, the young girl, picks the name Osama. That's a powerful name for any film in the modern world. Why did you select that name?
In one scene, the little girl is disturbing by noisy boys on the street, and Spandi wanted to protect her. So these noisy boys says, if he is a boy, so what's his name? And Spandi is thinking, and he said his name is Osama, because he thought that this name should be create a scare and a fear inside of these boys, and they will be released, the girl. And I found that he's right. He's because Osama bin Laden is behind all these horror situation. He was a creator of this all difficulties and terrible and struggles in Afghanistan. So and also in other world, as you know, the 9/11 was a proof of that. And I found that it should be a good title for me, because I really wanted to show who is behind all this losing. Who created this all? Osama bin Laden.
I'm struck by the appearance of the village in this film. I mean, just the many buildings seem reduced to semi-rubble, and you don't see a fresh coat of paint anywhere. And I wonder, were you looking to create this effect, or is that simply what you see when you go to an Afghan village during the Taliban days?
Of course, everywhere you can find a distraction of buildings, cities, villages, everywhere. And this is the side effect of war from 18th decades until end of fall of Taliban. But I really wanted to symbolize another things also. I really wanted to transfer this meaning that these peoples are also destroyed by war, and all background. If you see that destroyed city, destroyed houses, there is no brightness colors. There is all dark and silver or dusty. It's all because I really wanted to symbolize inside of this humans.
What has the effect been on the child actors that you discovered who, you know, were you brought literally out of poverty and are now in a film that's gotten international recognition? What has happened to their lives?
Marina, for example, she changed completely. Actually, now she is going to school. She's never come back to begging on the street. And now she got an offer for third film. She has been played her second role in short film. She wanted to become a professional actress. We were together in Busan Film Festival, and she received some awards in different film festivals as a best actress. And now she bought for herself new house. Of course, it's not too much pretty good house, but it's her house. And also for a little boy, he's working. He bought it for herself horse and also he has bicycle to work with this bicycle. But unfortunately, he never came back to school because his father is jobless. So he had his own difficulties. But by the way, the film was changed a lot of these people. Now they wanted to play some roles, and a lot of these extras was played in several films, and mother and grandmother received another offer for playing a role in different films. I believe that if our films could change at least some people behind scene and in front of the scene, we are successful, because the film has a big power of to change the society as well.
What reaction have you gotten in Afghanistan to the film, and particularly from some of the more, you know, traditional and clerical elements of Afghan society?
I shown my film in Kabul, and it has been released in August 2003. And three movie theaters in Kabul, and the reaction was great. Believe me that the people was coming from this movie theaters, and they were crying because maybe different reasons. Because maybe they found themselves in this very tragic history. Some of these, especially young audience, they told me that now they are feeling deeply their own pain. And one of them, they told me that the same story was happened with his neighbor daughters, girls. People was moved by this film, and they accept this story because it was the reality of their life, because it was their own natural pain.
Sadiq Barmak, you were head of the Afghan Film Organization in the 90s. You were trained in the Soviet Union and, in effect, headed the Afghan film industry when the Taliban took over. I read that you and some of your colleagues made some pretty heroic efforts to preserve film archives.
Yes, my colleagues. Yes, they risked their own life, and they were very brave-hearted people. I was at that time in Pakistan. I was in exile. But they were working not on an Afghan film institution because it was impossible for them to work there because the door was closed. They were working in Afghan radio, which was made only propaganda for Taliban. When they heard that after the destruction of Buddha statues in Afghanistan, the leader of Taliban ordered to destroy the all national gallery, national film archive, archive of radio and TV. So they decided to did something, and they went very in the dark night, and they started hiding these all original films, around 6,000 films. Can you imagine that it was not a... They hide in these all reels everywhere. It was possible, like underground in some dark rooms, in some between walls, behind some screens. And they put some Islamic posters with Islamic statements on the wall to masquerade. So they never found these original films. But unfortunately, they found some copies outside of this building in another place. And they started burning these films, around 2,500 or 600 films from different countries, even and also some reels, some films which was produced by Afghan filmmakers. And I lost my two short films, which was made during of my studying in Moscow as well there, and I hope to find some way to have these films once again, but I'm not sure about it. So we lost a lot of things during of Taliban, but these brave heart people, these nine guys, they saved the life of our cinema.
What filmmakers have you learned from, been influenced by?
In my opinion, there is a lot of great people and great filmmakers in the world, and they have their own place in my heart and my mind. I love Tarkovsky, I love Bergman, I love Spielberg, Milos Forman, Sean Penn. I love Godard, Fellini, Bertolucci. I love Kiarostami, Mahmalbaf. I love Akira Kurosawa, Satyajit Ray. So you can see that there is a lot of great people, and everybody has their own verbs in this world, their own idea, their own influence.
What's your next project?
I really wanted to make some such a good black comedy, to see something and some smiles in our face of our people, because they need to laugh, they need to smile.
Siddique Barmak, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. It was a good opportunity to introduce my people and my cinema.
Afghani director Siddique Barmak. His film Osama opens in New York next Friday and the rest of the country in the coming weeks.